task one. In this section, you are going to hear about a very successful new trend in book publishing. Your task is to circle the letters of the correct answers in the boxes on the right. Please note that in this task, both answers may be correct. However, there is always at least one correct answer. This means you will have to circle one or two letters. First, you will have some time to look at the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then, after a short pause, you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to make your decision about the answers. Now look at the task in your booklet.
Colors all over the paper, for colors was what he saw.
At the end of a difficult day, what's better than a game on your phone, watching a video on your tablet, or just browsing the internet for pictures of cats or whatever you like? Apparently, colouring books are, and not ones for children either. Adult colouring books are the latest and definitely least technological method that people are choosing to help relax. However, despite the low-tech appeal, the trend is just as widespread on social media as it is in bookstores. Just how popular are they? A check of Amazon.com reveals 8 adult colouring books in the top 20 best-selling book list, and there is one even in the top 3. One name that stands out on lists is that of Joanna Basford, whose Secret Garden book has sold 2 million copies worldwide. And for a short time earlier this year, Secret Garden and her second book, a follow-up called Enchanted Forest, were the 2 best-selling books on Amazon. The story began in 2011, when a British publishing house asked Joanna Basford, a 31-year-old Scottish artist and illustrator, to draw a children's colouring book. Basford suggested instead that she draw one for adults. The publishers were convinced and ultimately decided to come out with the first adult colouring book, Secret Garden. Basford's spectacular success, combined with the success of some other publishers' books by a quickly growing number of other artists drawing new colouring books in 2012, has helped to create a massive new trend in book publishing. A spokesman for a publisher specialising in such titles said, "We can't print adult colouring books fast enough. We're on our 15th reprint of some of our titles, and we're getting orders of 60,000 at one time from some of our biggest retailers." Dover Publishing told The New Yorker that it hasn't seen a phenomenon like it in our 30 years of publishing. "It's been crazy. The last few weeks since Enchanted Forest came out have been utter madness, but fantastic madness." Eleanor Blatherwick, head of sales and marketing at the book's original British publisher, told The Guardian, "We knew the books would be beautiful, but we didn't realise it would be such a phenomenal success." Colouring the flowers, castles, trees, animals and other designs allows adults to get the illusion of creativity, and filling them out is like a form of meditation. The books give beautiful results that anyone, even those of us who aren't necessarily professionals, can be proud of.
There are so many colors in the rainbow, so many colors in the morning sun, so many colors in the flower, and I see everyone.
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections.
The little boy went first day at school. He got some crayons and he started to draw. He put colors all over the paper, for colors was what he saw.
At the end of a difficult day, what's better than a game on your phone, watching a video on your tablet, or just browsing the internet for pictures of cats or whatever you like? Apparently, colouring books are, and not ones for children either. Adult colouring books are the latest and definitely least technological method that people are choosing to help relax. However, despite the low-tech appeal, the trend is just as widespread on social media as it is in bookstores. Just how popular are they? A check of Amazon.com reveals 8 adult colouring books in the top 20 best-selling book list, and there is one even in the top 3. One name that stands out on lists is that of Joanna Basford, whose Secret Garden book has sold 2 million copies worldwide. And for a short time earlier this year, Secret Garden and her second book, a follow-up called Enchanted Forest, were the 2 best-selling books on Amazon. The story began in 2011, when a British publishing house asked Joanna Basford, a 31-year-old Scottish artist and illustrator, to draw a children's colouring book. Basford suggested instead that she draw one for adults. The publishers were convinced and ultimately decided to come out with the first adult colouring book, Secret Garden. Basford's spectacular success, combined with the success of some other publishers' books by a quickly growing number of other artists drawing new colouring books in 2012, has helped to create a massive new trend in book publishing. A spokesman for a publisher specialising in such titles said, "We can't print adult colouring books fast enough. We're on our 15th reprint of some of our titles, and we're getting orders of 60,000 at one time from some of our biggest retailers." Dover Publishing told The New Yorker that it hasn't seen a phenomenon like it in our 30 years of publishing. "It's been crazy. The last few weeks since Enchanted Forest came out have been utter madness, but fantastic madness." Eleanor Blatherwick, head of sales and marketing at the book's original British publisher, told The Guardian, "We knew the books would be beautiful, but we didn't realise it would be such a phenomenal success. Colouring the flowers, castles, trees, animals and other designs allows adults to get the illusion of creativity, and filling them out is like a form of meditation. The books give beautiful results that anyone, even those of us who aren't necessarily professionals, can be proud of." There are so many colors in the rainbow, so many colors in the morning sun, so many colors.